whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Oh, buddy, there's a lot going on in the universe. We are out in Ashburn, VA. B. Mitch holding it down in the Navy Yard studio.
Yep.
Taking a look at the injury report, B, from yesterday. Obviously, listen, the Commanders are playing the Bucs Sunday night in Tampa. Sunday night football, wild card round.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you the truth. That's probably all we're going to talk about. So if you want, like, college basketball analysis, I would just change the channel. Look, B, look
they
at
know
the
that
injury
already,
report.
Jay.
Yeah, I think they know too. But I'm just, you know, sometimes it's good to clarify. I don't, like, obviously it's not the best. Like, the best injury report would probably be week one or when training camps open, right?
Yeah.
But for a what is technically like a week 19, for a game that's going to be played on January 12th, they look pretty good, B. Like, just Eckler's not even on there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not even on the injury report.
Yeah.
Lattimore has 2 full days of practice. And
yep.
Wednesday's practice was a pretty chill walkthrough. I was here yesterday. They went kind of late. Like, it was a longer day than I expected. Yesterday was a very real practice, and he's a full participant.
I
mean,
I think that was the plan, too, Jay, for this. When he got that little nick in that game against New Orleans, their mindset was, we are going to make sure he's healthy for the playoffs.
Totally.
We would have loved to see him in the other games, but they didn't care to see him in those other games.
Well, I think 1,000,000% last week was a, we're going to chill.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
hell yeah.
You're not playing no matter what. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The only, not even questions I have. I think the two big discussion points coming into this week were Lattimore and Biadasz. I absolutely think Biadasz is going to play. He is on the report for 2 straight days with an ankle. He's limited with an ankle. I think he goes. I don't think there's a lot to be concerned about there. The only things I wanted to point out, Bates was full on Wednesday, then landed limited on Thursday. Same thing with Luvu, was full on Wednesday, landed limited on Thursday. Can we tell the truth about what that means?
That means that they held him out a little bit.
Well, Wednesday they didn't do anything,
yeah.
So it's easy to be full.
Yeah.
On Thursday, they did some stuff, so then technically, like, the NFL is going to be serious about injury reports for playoff games. So if he got held out of 11-on-11 work, they have to list him as limited. But on Wednesday, it's just a walkthrough. So everybody, you know what I mean? Like, it's just
what was
you can gain
base injury,
shoulder.
Okay,
which I believe
Yagoff has opened up his window, right?
Yagoff's window's open. Yep,
yeah.
He had the hammy.
He's a blocker.
I honestly think with Yagoff landing on IR might have been a little bit of roster management, frankly.
Uh-huh. But all of a sudden, you got a tight end with a shoulder. You need blocking. Hey, we know Colson will block.
Yo, for sure, for sure. Chin was on there with a rib thing. He was full yesterday. Brandon Coleman was limited on Wednesday. He was full yesterday. Of the O-line, B, we've talked about this. The run game has not been working, right?
Yeah.
You can just look at the results. The numbers
haven't been working in a traditional manner.
Jaden's been working.
Yeah.
The running backs have not been working.
Yeah.
Do you feel, and this Tampa front, Vea, Clancy, or Cansey rather, the kid Diaby off the edge is pretty good. Do you think they have to try to get it going again this week? Or do you kind of, I think it was second half of the Philly game, they kind of just said, F it, we're going to air it out.
I think having your full gamut of running backs now, everybody gets to play their role. I think you go out and you go try it. I think with Austin being there now and being able to come out of the backfield, he also can run the ball on the edges. They have to basically defend more instead of when Brian is just out there for the most part by himself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They come in waves at you now. So I think you're going to try it. You know, it's what you started the season off of. But they also know we don't have to. We want to keep the thread of it, but we don't have to be super successful when we got number five in the backfield.
Just got a little – this is hardly news. But you know what? On a wild card week, this might qualify as news. The Commanders had wanted to get an outdoor practice in this week because they're playing on grass. Just found out they're going to practice in the bubble again today. And frankly, I just pulled up my – I'm here in Ashburn. This is my Apple weather. My location is 25 degrees in Ashburn. They're saying it's going to snow today. With a steady 10 – it feels like 14 degrees outside. I think if they were going to play in Philly this week, you got to practice outside because that's what you're going to play in. You're going to play in Florida. You don't need to practice in 14-degree weather.
Yeah, you don't.
But, Brian, I don't know if you saw this. Throughout the week, I've been Heather McDonough just walked in. Throughout the week, I've been doing live hits for Channel 4, which I love doing, but I have been pointing out how incredibly freezing cold it is every time I'm doing live television. I also forgot my gloves one day because I'm a moron. But
100%.
They've been doing work on the closest practice field to the building all week, and I've been watching kind of the not the equipment. What do you call the out the
field
like
crew
manager? Yeah, the field crew. And yesterday I was talking to him. I was like, dude. So on Wednesday they just cleared all the snow off it, right? Which was understandable. Yesterday morning they dressed it and they put. You know that, like, black netting they put down to try to, like, kind of open it up? Whatever it is they do. I'm not an agrologist. What's a grass expert? Agrarian?
A grass expert.
Grass expert. Thank you. They put this, like, black netting down, and I saw my boy, and I was like, dude, are you trying to get them out there tomorrow? And he's like, I just want them to have options. And then he said something that I thought was really interesting. Now, his job as grass expert is to make sure the team has options for whatever could be coming, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, you really want him to practice outside? He's like, what about next week? And I was like, what about next week? I mean, who the hell knows, man?
Yeah.
Because there's a non-zero – if Philly wins, if Washington wins and Philly wins, they're going to Detroit, which would be indoors. But if Green Bay won, like, there's a chance they're going to Philly. Everything else, you don't have to worry about weather.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was fascinating. And just to put that notion, and I've realized it all week, but, like, it's entirely possible this ain't the last week. You know what
it's
I mean?
Possible. Yeah, yeah. And I like that.
Yeah. Like, that dude's job is to be prepared for next week. So he's just doing his job. All right. Cody Shook is coming. Talking S about me. Let's check in with the chat. White Brian, what are these dudes saying, man?
We have a count going, and they are excited that we're going to keep count this year for first check-in.
Tay W was first today, and he said, morning, fam. What's up, Tay?
What up, Tay?
Buddy. White Brian, I think you are giving me an edited answer here of what they're actually saying.
What are they counting?
I mean, that's Brian. The gist of it for the most part.
Man, we like to know the straight up truth, Brian. Come on.
Yeah, none of that's true. I'm looking now. Tay W says JP looks lonely and he looks like he just woke up.
Well, you always look like that, Tay.
Tech Mark B says JP, good thing them headphones cover them ears. I think that's about the end of it. White Brian, we're all still new at this. I want the truth. I don't need sugarcoating in any possible concept. So if they're talking ass, let me know. Because you know what we do on this show? We fire back. That's how we operate. Brian, you could take your headphones off if you don't want to hear this. There was some news today that I think is at least interesting as we see Washington becomes the Sunday night game, right? Like, clearly there is a national audience for Commanders football, and I think a big part of that is Jaden Daniels. No fade in Jaden. The NFL, though, released the home teams for the three London games. I guess four London games, because Jacksonville plays two of them. So the home teams for those London games next year were announced, and none of them are teams that Washington's going to play. So what we know, Washington won't play in London. Are you clapping?
Yeah.
You don't want to go to London?
No.
London's dope. That does not, however, mean definitively Washington will not play an international game, because there's still, I believe there's Spain, Germany, and...
I take Spain, hell yeah.
Argentina or something?
This little beach I can show you, JP. You like that. Argentina might be hot. Yeah, yeah. Germany, yep. I like Germany.
Yeah, I do too. It's cities you and I both like. It's Berlin.
Mela Witnikon.
Actually, Spain...
I do, what you call it?
Peloton with
her. I do Peloton with her every other morning.
Shout out to my boy J-Dub. The term I was looking for was agronomist. I don't know what I said, but the term for a grass
expert. You said grassologist.
Grassologist. No, that's Jeff. That's a different kind of grass.
Jeff just taking shrapnel, man.
What's up, Jeff? How are you, pal?
I'm good, JP.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Jeff, did you know I was going to be in Ashburn today? I feel like J-Dog's forever,
he already
right?
said no earlier.
Yeah.
I think Jeff knew.
Nah, I didn't, bro. And I can tell you now, we didn't have that conversation about you being in Ashburn, bro.
I did with somebody. Is
you
CK
did
available?
With CK. So CK is not
CK
the one doing the radio
segment?
Show with you. We three are.
None of you guys were so concerned that I didn't have a single call or text.
Jeff was about to call you, but you know what? What we do, we got to make things happen. So I started talking.
And then, JP, it's not like you're in here before 10 o'clock all the time. You used to pull up like 9:57.
I'm usually in by 10.
9:58.
9:58 is a good number.
When I saw 9:58, I said, he going to come in right at 10. And he was completely on the other side of town.
Now, I did walk into the Ashburn trailer where we do the radio at about 9:59, just so we're all being honest.
Okay.
When we come back, maybe we get Kynard to validate that I told him I was going to be out here. Plus, PFT Commenter joins us at 11. Nobody go anywhere.